This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We've been reporting from New Orleans all this week to mark the fifth anniversary of the flood that was one of the worst disasters in U.S. history. As just about any New Orleans resident will tell you, the destruction was caused not so much by Hurricane Katrina as by the failure of the city's flood protection system. Over the course of several hours on August 29, 2005, flood walls collapsed and pumps failed, allowing a 25-foot storm surge to wash over the city. Billions of dollars have been spent to prevent a calamity like this from happening again. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, the new flood protection system still leaves New Orleans vulnerable to a major storm.
History was made here at this spot in New Orleans, where the 17th Street Canal flows into Lake Pontchartrain. 5 years ago, this is one of the places where floodwaters surged into the canal, breaking through flood walls and pouring into nearby neighborhoods. A historic plaque now commemorates those events and the flood that killed more than 1,400 people and displaced more than a million others. But the 17th Street Canal has changed. A floodgate and temporary pumps are now in place. Permanent pumps will be installed soon. Tim Duty, head of the area's flood control authority, says it offers new protection to the neighborhoods that line the lake.
There's a temporary closure structure at the mouth of these canals, so no longer will the lake's water be able to infiltrate into the heart of the city.
This is just one part of a massive $14 billion upgrade of the city's flood protection system. When it's complete next year, it will include new pump stations, floodgates on all major canals and waterways, safe houses for pump and floodgate operators, and a massive surge barrier east of the city. Public trust in government, especially the agencies overseeing the city's flood protection system, took a hit because of Hurricane Katrina. After the storm, the area's hodgepodge of levee control boards was reorganized into a single flood protection authority, run by engineers, geologists, and others with technical backgrounds. Duty says he believes the changes have helped rebuild the public's trust in government and in the city's flood protection.
What I really am hopeful of is that once the system is complete, that anyone who is still feeling a little leery about living in the area but wants to return home can feel comfortable that they can, in fact, come home.
Just around the corner from where the new pumps and floodgates were installed is one of the areas where the flood walls failed during Katrina. The new section is clearly visible. It's a lighter shade of concrete. Jimmy Crummell bought and renovated a house just across the street. He says he's not worried about the possibility of more flooding.
Since they put the new floodgates up, I have confidence in the wall. The wall that they repaired that broke, will never. If you've seen them rebuild it, it would never break again. It might break on both sides. That will never break again.
A recent poll by Louisiana State University shows more than 60% of residents share Crummell's confidence in the city's upgraded flood protection. There's no question that the amount of work done in the past few years has been impressive. Throughout the area, old flood walls shaped like the letter I have been replaced by new, more stable flood walls shaped like the upside-down letter T. More than 350 miles of levees and flood walls ringing the area have been raised, strengthened, and in some cases armored with concrete. Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Greg Gunter, one of those in charge of the upgrades, says for New Orleans, it's a whole new strategy of flood control.
You know, we took lessons learned from Katrina. We're building a true system, and we're building it in a true form that provides perimeter protection. I think a true lesson learned is don't allow a flood surge to come into basically people's backyard, and that's what we're preventing with this perimeter system.
This is the largest design-build Civil War pudge ever attempted.
Vic Zillmer knows what he's talking about. He's a retired colonel with the Army Corps of Engineers and worked on projects in the Balkans and Iraq. He's now helping oversee construction of a nearly 2-mile-long surge barrier in what during Katrina was the scene of a catastrophe. We're about 9 miles east of the Lower Ninth Ward. This is where the old Mississippi River Gulf Outlet, which is now shut down, meets the Gulf Intracoastal Waterway. Zillmer recalls the dire scenario that led to the flooding of St. Bernard Parish and much of New Orleans.
Katrina came in and the levee around St. Bernard Parish and the levee around the New Orleans East act like a funnel. And as the water came up through Lake, took all the water out of Lake Bourne and pitched into the city. It was about 18 feet high at this point with a 7-foot wave. It's about 25 feet where we were standing.
Workers are busy on top of the surge barrier. It's 26 feet high and almost complete. They're using steel and concrete to build 3 barge gates. They're gates that will close before a storm hits, sealing the city's perimeter defenses. Once the surge barrier and the rest of the upgrades are complete next year, Corps officials say New Orleans will be protected against a 100-year storm event. But what about larger storms? Zillmer acknowledges that Katrina, if it had hit New Orleans directly, would have overwhelmed even this new surge barrier.
But even something that large would hit this and would stop most of it. And then you have a containment pool on the backside to hold the rest that comes over. The idea being is this is quote, built for a 100-year flood, but it's resilient to a 500-year flood, which means a 500-year storm will hit this thing and do very little damage to it. It's designed to be overtopped.
A major hurricane with rain, high winds, and a massive storm surge would still bring flooding to New Orleans. But Corps officials say the new upgrades should prevent the kind of catastrophe seen in Katrina. Robert Bee, an engineering professor at the University of California, Berkeley, is not quite as optimistic. He spent some 14,000 hours studying New Orleans flood protection since Katrina. He believes that even with the new upgrades, the levees and flood walls are more of a patchwork quilt than a true flood protection system. If and when the big one hits, Bee says, there's still likely to be significant breaching of levees and flood walls.
And the reason for that is not the strong links that the Corps has built, but because of the weak links in the system that pre-existed Katrina.
Bee says a repeat of the Katrina destruction is unlikely, but a major hurricane is likely to bring flooding and possibly loss of life. He believes that the 100-year flood protection plan for New Orleans is inadequate, and many others here agree. John Barry is a board member of the area's Flood Protection Authority and author of Rising Tide, about the 1927 Mississippi flood. He says the promise of protection against a 100-year storm can be misleading. Storms, he notes, don't pay attention to statistics.
And over a period of 100 years, roughly your lifetime and your kid's lifetime combined, there's a 63% chance that you will see a storm greater than the protection system. So when you understand that, then you begin to understand why it is not a very good level of protection.
Even the Corps acknowledges that New Orleans needs more than 100-year protection. It's a hurricane-prone city where half the land is at or below sea level. But improving flood protection further is a question not of engineering, but of policy and money. And that's a question not for the Corps, but for Congress. Greg Allen, NPR News.